time now for your comments. First, a follow-up. Commentator and writer Mary Sojourner recently spoke about the burning of newly constructed Arizona luxury homes. In notes left behind at the fire scene, the so-called Coalition to Save the Preserves took responsibility, citing the destruction of desert open spaces. A federal grand jury in Phoenix has indicted Mark Warren Sands, a marketing consultant. Police said he acted for his own reasons and fabricated the environmental group as cover. Monica McMillan of Fort Worth, Texas, objects to the phrase "colonize the occupied territories" in a recent report on Israeli settlements in the West Bank. She writes, "Some of the West Bank communities had a Jewish population long before Jordan's control from 1948 to 1967. Hebron has had a Jewish population for thousands of years, except for 39 years after the massacre of Hebron Jews by the Arabs." Collier Goodlett of Nashville said no one should be surprised by the Wall Street Journal report featured here about the use of convict labor in the late 1800s. He points to the enduring Dave Makin folk song about the 1880 Coal Creek, Tennessee rebellion over using convict workers in the mines.
Way back yonder in Tennessee, they released the convicts out. They worked them in the coal mines against free labor south.
Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.